Okay. Oh, I should not shout too much. Okay, so I'm going to some over finish part of last presentation, which is about the certificate validation. I like demo, so I have a small demo to try to entertain you for those very last session. And so basically, I'm going to try to also do it fast so that I can free you from my boring stuff. So what I will cover, I will speak about TLS and the certification key, basically client and server. I will go very quickly through the basic, as Lars was explaining all that things. I will explain it some other, the other way around he was explaining, but that's, the two are possible. So I will speak about client certificate, basically, I will look to the different way of validating a client certificate on your web server, from OCSP responder to a certificate revocation list. And I will look a little to the client certificate signed by a CE, for example, Let's Encrypt. I will speak about ModMD and ModMD2 and the OCSP sampling. And I will do some very short demo, show some badges, show some configuration, and be adding the complexity all through till I arrive to the limit of what I'm able to explain. And you can ask question at any moment, even I have put it at the last. So who I am? I'm Jean-Frédéric. I'm working for Red Hat. I'm a runner. I'm doing the morning runs at the ApacheCon every morning. And I'll move to the next slide. What is the, we speak about the certificate and the encryption. So basically, to do encryption, you have two pieces. You have a key and a certificate. It's a pair. You keep the key secret. Usually, you protect it with a passphrase and keep it on your server. If your server gets stolen or someone accesses it, you can consider that the key has been compromised, and then you will have to create a new pair. You publish a certificate so that anyone can use it, but you need to make sure that basically the world is going to connect to your server. So you need to make sure that the other can be sure that you are who you are. So basically this is done by a certificate authority, and the certificate authority is going to sign your certificate. So basically if you are you can be generating a certificate, sending it, sending the a certificate request to a CA, a certificate authority, and they're going to check who you are and bill this service. It's, as Lars was telling, it could be quite expensive in some cases. You can do this for free using Let's Encrypt, but the certificate you're going to have is only valid for 90 days. So we're going to look how it works. So this is a WARCHA capture. This is a TLS. In fact, I don't feel very comfortable. I can't read what I have on my screen. This is a client hello using the TLS 1.3 thing. It's the client is connecting to the Tomcat, and then he's going to receive an answer. This is what Lars was showing with some very nice picture. This is the trace you can get. What is interesting to see in this part is basically the number of steps you have. If you compare this to the old specification, which I have here. I have put the things in a, oops, I should point it that way. So I've put, I'm comparing the two here, and then you can see that there's a lot of more steps. Okay, so this is, so let's look to a basic configuration. So basic configuration, I've just, this is HTTPD configuration. Basically, you decide to listen on one, you put a listen command, it's random port I have been choosing. You're going to give the certificate, the key. Here you will give it a CA certificate file. Here I want, basically it's a, I want to run a demo, so I'm going to want to show a little what you receive in the request. So I use this SSL options, and I have a small CCE script which is going to display the things. So if I display what happened there, the thing is that it's on the other screen and I don't see it very well. I was expecting this to be nearer to me. Oh. Why is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, so I don't see what I'm doing, but so this is a, oh, it's the reverse way. So this is all the SSL parameter which I've exported. So this is the first basic step. Basically, we have here, we are connecting to a server, and we are sending him the information we want. So I'm returning to the presentation. I will certainly screw it at some point, but start from the current slide. So it's not the current slide, it had jumped somewhere. I want to go fast, but not that fast. So we were at the basic configuration. So now we are going to request the client, the browser, to send the certificate. So basically, what you need to add to do this is basically the two line in green. So you say SSL certificate required, and then you're going to verify in the case here the def to 1, because basically I have my own PKI infrastructure on my laptop, and basically the CA certificate I'm providing is like a kind of the certificate I was putting in my browser. So that way I'm sure it's not going to. So I'm going to show what happened if I don't screw it. So, so it's reversed, that's an issue. So that should be this one. So it proposed me to choose different certificates. So I was creating a bunch of certificates in advance. So I have, I can choose which one I'm going to use. I can use, for example, one which I have already canceled, but I'm just asking it to send it. I hope I picked the right one. It says the wrong one now. I can't see, that's the issue. It says this one is invalid now. So I'm going to try to use it. And it will work, because I have defined nothing on my HTTPD server to verify that this certificate is invalid. There's no reason, there's no way for the browser, for the HTTPD server to know that it's invalid for the moment. So let's improve the configuration a little. I don't understand why it always jumps to the last slide. Ah, because the mouse is clicking itself. Sorry for that. Basic configuration. And now, of course, now we have seen we have revoked a certificate. This certificate has been revoked by the CIA, the certificate authority. In my case, it's my own PKI, so it's on my own laptop. I have run the command. All the command you need to do these things are in a text file which I have put on GitHub. So you can really you need a few minutes to redo these things and practice it so that you understand it correctly. So I have said that here in the command, I just said that the revocation is going to be on the certificate, and I give a file where I have the certificate revocation that I've created previously. So now if I go back to the demo, which I hopefully going to be able to click correctly that time. It should be this one. Now I'm picking and the invalid, which was this one, and now I should get an error. So and if I go, let's say I'll do that again and pick another certificate. Like the valid one, you have to tell me which one is the valid one because I can't read anything due to the light. This one? And normally I should be able to connect with the valid one. So this is just a file. A file does not look to be a very bad idea, but in fact it's static. So you have some better way of, the CI have a better way to update it, because of course if it's a static file on my server, the certificate authority will have to send the certificate. Well, first I have to tell them that I want this certificate to be invalid, and then basically they will send me the file. So this is a process which is not very dynamic. So we are able to do something which is more dynamic, which I will show. Why is it starting to do the first one? Now I have some problem with this thing. So up. When I have. Okay. So we are enabling here. We say that we are enabling a responder. The responder is defined by the third line here I have added, and it basically I have an OSCP server running on my PC, and I make sure that GFCPC is also a local host in this case so that the demo is running. So, and the last line is in fact to tell that I want to overwrite the information that might be on the certificate itself. Because once you get the certificate signed by the certificate authority, it can add the information where this certificate should be checked. So in this example, I want to check it using my my own responder. So now, if I'm returning to the demo, it's on the other side, so sorry. It should be this one. So here I'm choosing the invalid certificate, which is this one. And it can't provide, so it's checking it correctly. And if I do it again, this one, I use the valid one. And so I have something wrong. Probably forgot to start the responder. I have a screen prepared for that. There's a sudo command at some point.
Which one?
This one? I can't. Oh, so it should be starting the. What does it? No, doesn't look quite right. No. I can't read anything with those lights.
Have you tried start the OCSP?
Yes, and I was preparing the command before. I was a sudo. Can't read anything, so. And I can't. And it asked for a password, no? So that's the sudo command. So here I have started the responder. And normally now, if I retry, and I use the valid certificate, which was this one, it should work. Yes. So that was an on purpose error that time. No, it's just to make sure that you are awake. That's the only on purpose error. The next ones are going to be due to that I'm tired. Okay, let's try to return to the, where's the mouse? Oh yeah, the screens are the reverse, so it's I have to mirror my brain, it's difficult. So, oh, I must have gone 1, 2, 4. You can bring it. 2. Check. Responder. Okay. And so here I'm going to allow the, and this is going to be using the same responder, but is it just because it's an example? But here I'm going to use the information which is inside the certificate, and the browser is going to send this information to HTTPD. HTTPD is going to know that you need to check this certificate against a responder, and it will if the certificate is has been revoked. It will tell that it is revoked, and if it's still good, it will tell it's still good. So if I return to the demo, and of course I have moved my presentation to the end again. I'm clicking. That should be this one. You didn't ask anything. Okay. What happened now? I was willing to change the certificate, but I think he's connected and then he's. I'm going to close those tabs. So if I'm going there, the thing now is always sending me the valid certificate. And how do I tell the browser that I would have to disconnect and reconnect the browser? OK, so yeah, you have to trust me. If I will use the invalid certificate, it will tell it's invalid. The responder will receive, will connect, and tell the certificate is invalid. And HTTPD will reject the connection. If I use the valid certificate, it will tell that the certificate is valid and I will get a connection. And in case I'm just sending the valid certificate because the browser somehow remember which certificate you have been using. When you use, I'm using Chrome. Chrome returned to work, was working well until now. It was always offering you to send the certificate, but I must have by accident clicked on the button where it's going to use, don't ask you to send the certificate. So I would have to restart the browser, which I'm not going to do. Okay, so I will go on. If you have questions, don't hesitate to complain and ask. Okay, so here we have seen my HTTPD server in a collaboration with a PKI information and OCS peer responder, that the server is validating the certificate the client is doing. If you are connecting to somewhere, you also appreciate that the server certificate is going to be valid because you don't want to go to a fake server. Basically, it's going to work exactly the same way. The server certificate is signed by SEA. You can use OSCP for validating this certificate, and you can use Stapling. Stapling is a thing that basically HTTPD is going to send a request to the OSCP, and then he will know the certificate will be the OSCP server will basically tell this certificate, I've checked this certificate, it was valid at that time, and it gives you some time. I can't show that because I have one configure at home that do that stuff. I think I have. So I will show it a bit later. So I'm using Let's Encrypt. Definitively, if you have a chance, try Let's Encrypt. Let's Encrypt is very good. It will give you a signed certificate for 90 days. It's going to check your host by doing a different type of challenge. The HTTP challenge is the most easy to do, usually. It's going to use the port 80, so you can redirect your port, it will work still. But if you can't access to port 80 on your server, then it's going to be a bit more tricky to have. It also have a DNS validation. Basically, it's going to ask you to add some information to your DNS, and then to prove that you are the one that owns the server. It had another validation, TLS SNI, which now you should not use anymore because it's unsafe. And it also used something from in the TLS also in the ILPN, which basically is going to send you an information and you have to answer in a certain way. So it's proof that you can read the request you have received. You can renew it. You can renew your certificate automatically. There's a setboot, for example, utility that does that. You do setboot renew, and it's going to renew your certificate automatically. If you want to get it renewed automatically, I strongly advise to use modmd, because that way you don't have to fight with a script and maybe miss it. Modmd will do it automatically. Let's Encrypt also offer OCSP stampling, which I will shortly show. So this is the example of my server at home, which is running. Basically, this is using a setboot. Using setboot, you will define your certificate. And you will define the chain, and you will include the configuration, and you're going to be able to renew your certificate automatically, running the script. If you use modmd, that's going to kind of change a bit your the part where you define the SSL, because you just need to tell that the SSL engine on your virtual host, and that's it. So this is a kind of like So this page was a kind of mixture of the two. That was not the right one. I should remove it, I guess. So this is how you configure ModeMD. So as I was saying before, you need nothing in your in the virtual host. You have to tell the server admin, which should, if possible, match the information you have sent to. Because basically, the server admin is Let's Entry is going to be able to send you an email to tell you that your server need to be your server certificate need to be renewed at some point. It's an information that is interesting to have in case something failed there, so that you will receive the message that he was not able to renew it. You have to accept the agreement by basically putting which agreement you are accepting. You have to use a domain, and once you do all this configuration step, ModeMD is going to ask you to restart the server, and once you restart the server, it will be using the Let's Encrypt certificate. If you are using SELinux, you have to remember that it won't allow HTTPD to make connection outside, and you need to make a connection outside to basically to access Let's Encrypt. So you have to add this command, which is not perfectly safe because you allow HTTPD to make a connection outside. You could do it a little better by just allowing one port. But I'm not a SELinux specialist. I just tell this. This is one way to solve, to work around the problem. That's not too dangerous. So if you want to do sampling, you must, you add the ModeMD command, use MD use sample on, and basically you just tell on the virtual host use sample on. If you connect using OpenSSL to a server, I was connecting to my server at home after I enable it. You can see that it tell you that the so this is here. It tell you that it has been validated by Let's Encrypt, and what did it? And that's the responder. And if I rerun the command, I guess my frame have been changed. I unfortunately don't see anything with those lights. That's horrible. And I can't read what I've typed, so. I'm looking for OpenSSL connect to my server at home and with a status and with a. Okay, and there you have somewhere the information I'm looking for. Sorry, I have to move from. So you see it says that. It had done an OCSP response, and the status is okay. The responder is Let's Encrypt, and it was produced. So apparently, just a while ago. I mean, last time I tested it, in fact, I guess. So you see, it's not very difficult. It's a miracle, it stays on the right page. So I won't touch it, like I'm going to move to the last one as soon as I click on it. Okay, so there's a new version of the dialogue between HTTPD and Let's Encrypt. Unfortunately, it's not compatible with the old version. it will require a new version of modemd. Actually, it's in beta. You can use Let's Encrypt as the service available. You can, so you can already use it. It's going to be soon in HTTPD, I think. I think Jim was mentioning it was already there, but I don't think the I think the modemd we are using is 1.1 something. The version 1 is going to be sunset at some point in the future, so I don't think we have to worry too much. So I mean, if you have if you're using modemd for the moment, it's I think it's going to go on working for a while. And I'm done. I have some room for the question. This is the URL of the script of the demo, and as the demo is run on localhost, you should be able to redo it at home, and that way you feel more comfortable if you have to explain the things. In case you have questions, don't hesitate to contact me. I have some more script in case you want some more details. I have complete scripting somewhere of these things in small pieces, but I can put it together. Any question? And I guess I'm going to free everyone some minutes in advance. I can show the script if you want, if I'm able to do it. I must have it somewhere, yeah. So no, this is my server. So this is something also that you can see, that you can look to who was assigning the, where did I click? Oh, it's impossible. Is it okay, yeah? And I'm looking for a page that contains some information that's not here. Oh, I can just click on the from the presentation. I'm stupid. Okay, it's in the page, so you can. I should be able to copy it, but I can't. Fichier ce truc. Je vois rien en plus. I just want to show a link which I have in my page. Of course, it's getting on another browser. Putain, c'est galère ce truc, c'est à l'envers. Where is the mouse? It stopped. Okay, so this is the script I've been using to prepare the demo and some of the steps. So you can redo this very easily. Any question? Lars? Yeah, that's something probably we can add in Tomcat. It should not be too difficult. Yeah, you need to pass a JSON file, so it's not too difficult. We are in Java, so it's more easy. Yeah, but we already have it in Tomcat, don't we? Yeah, for the cloud thingy, for the to pass the Kubernetes. Stuff we are receiving. So it's easy, yes. Well, easy, relatively easy. Yes, I probably can port the code from HTTPD to Tomcat. No, it's a kind of, it had some specs. So Let's Encrypt is a good way to test and to use it. And you can, and it's free, so don't hesitate, use it. If you have your own server, even at home, for to save your picture, give good custom to your friends. Use Let's Encrypt, and don't use HTTP, but use HTTPS. It's just one few lines to add to your configuration, and then that way everyone is accustomed to click on something which is safe, valid, have the right things, because people tend to say, oh, it's not a valid one, let's go on. I'm always freaking out when I see someone, some big organization which have a certificate which is invalid. And that should not happen. People should get accustomed not to go there, because you don't know who is there. See, go on. Yes, the with the V1, yeah. Sorry, it took me a while to understand the question. Yes, but now it's yes. Basically, the request you're going to send to the OSCP responder is sent in clear text. So basically, you know which site are being accessed on your server. So if someone can easily someone can easily read this, so you have some information about who is accessing to your site. But the V2 protocol requires HTTPS, and then it's going to be safe. So the problem has been solved. But when in fact the customer was requesting something, we just provided it to him. And the V2 is just in preparation. So we need to write the code to have it. Any more question? I don't see anything, so. Okay, so I guess I'm good.